USA Radio News. President Biden says Russian President Vladimir Putin must suffer the consequences for his war in Ukraine. The president said Russia will suffer once permanent normal trade relations are axed.
Revoking PNTR for Russia is going to make it harder for Russia to do business with the United States.
More than 75 million Americans across 26 states are under alert for winter weather this weekend. Most of the East Coast states affected have issued winter storm watches or warnings from West Virginia to Pennsylvania before moving through upstate New York and New England. Joe Buck is reportedly leaving Fox for ESPN. The New York Post is reporting Buck will join his longtime broadcast partner Troy Aikman in the booth at ESPN for Monday Night Football, leaving Fox after almost 30 years. Buck will also no longer call the World Series, which he has done since 1996. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn. It's official. Inflation is at its highest level since the 1980s, according to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. What most people don't know is that it's actually much worse. Inflation may be higher now than the 1980s, since the new measurements exclude food and energy. Gas prices up 58%. Energy up 33%. What can you do about it? Protect yourself and your family. Only gold, silver, and other hard assets give you true protection. My friends at Tangible Investments guarantee the absolute lowest prices on precious metals. Check them out at TII1.com or call 800-300-8441. Tangible Investments has 40 years of experience and billions, that's with a B, billions in transactions. Call 800-300-8441 if you want help with gold, silver, platinum. They guarantee you the best prices plus excellent service. Call Tangible Investments now, 800-300-8441, or visit TII1.com. They also provide free verbal appraisals.
U.S. soldiers continued to deploy to Europe, joining thousands already sent overseas to support NATO allies amid Russia's invasion of Ukraine. The Pentagon has ordered roughly 12,000 total service members from various U.S. bases to Europe, with a couple of thousand more already stationed abroad, shifting to other European countries. Vice President Kamala Harris praised Romania for its ongoing work, accepting and helping refugees from Ukraine.
We stand together in ensuring that we will do all that is required to put resources into the humanitarian piece of this.
The Columbus police officer who shot and killed 16-year-old Makia Bryant last year has been cleared of any criminal wrongdoing, Ohio prosecutors announced. Bryant was killed in April by Columbus police officer Nicholas Reardon as she swung a knife at a young woman. Special prosecutors argued that deadly force was justified. This is USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke, Fort Laramie, have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
The Salvation Army faces three federal lawsuits accusing it of exploiting marginalized people under the guise of offering therapy by paying as little as $1 a week for full-time work. The suits, filed this week in Georgia, Illinois, and New York, accuse the organization of flouting federal wage laws in its adult rehabilitation centers by paying less than the federal minimum hourly wage. The Illinois and New York complaints also allege Salvation Army violated state wage laws. The Major League Baseball lockout is over after 99 days, the second longest work stoppage in baseball history. The owners and the players have reached a deal for a new 5-year collective bargaining agreement. Spring training will begin ramping up this weekend in Arizona and Florida. Opening day of the regular season is now scheduled for April 7th. Congress continues to debate whether to end daylight saving time or make it permanent. A committee met this week to discuss the pros and cons on the twice annual clock change. Time is set to spring forward an hour this weekend, except for Puerto Rico, Hawaii, the U.S. Virgin Islands, American Samoa, Guam, and parts of Arizona. The severe weather hitting the northeastern United States is expected to cause torrential rains along the southeast coast. Forecasters are predicting severe thunderstorms from central Florida to the Chesapeake Bay, along with the potential for hail and isolated tornadoes. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Russell.